you've got your Bibles, I'd like you to open it up to the book of 1 John. There
okay,
is a
you've got a handout
John,
in front of you.
But then there is an epistles
oh,
of John.
Oh, no, no.
The epistles are in the far back of the Bible. And there's a 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And what we want to do look at 1 John. It's a book that was written by John the Apostle, who was there with Jesus.
Maybe the person that comes up to me first and says, that's the best talk I've ever heard. I'll give you something.
Later in his life, around 95 AD.
Well, here's a gift. Congratulations to you. All right, we have in front of you, I love it when a plane comes together.
And what has happened is that church
how many remember the
A-Team
TV series?
And church has gotten
look
off
at
track,
this, the A-Team.
It
ran from January 1983 through June 1987.
Teachers that have
and this is how every episode began.
And also
in 1972,
and
a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court
and
for
I remember
a crime.
As I read, and we went through the first
these men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade.
There's a whole lot of heat just coming right into your
today.
And he's
still
getting
wanted
in your
by the
face,
government.
And he's telling
they
you,
survive
he
as
says,
soldiers
hey,
of fortune.
You're,
and if
some
you have
of you are walking in light, and some
no
of you are
one
walking
else
in darkness.
And if you
some
can
of you over
me,
here saying you believe God's
you
commands,
hire,
but you're just being a liar. Others over
dun,
here,
dun, dun,
you're walking
dun,
in the truth, and you're walking
dun,
like
dun,
Jesus
dun.
Will. Some
oh,
of you over
yeah.
here, you're hating your brothers.
And,
some of you over here, you're loving
here's a little trivia. Okay, there's a guy on the show that we know of as Mr. T. And you know what his name was?
Beat up there with the AT at that beginning.
What
but
was
yet,
it?
When you know the whole book,
V.A. Baracus, and his favorite statement was, I pity the fool. Look at that. I pity the fool. You've used that
me,
a few times. Yeah. I pity the fool. And at the end of every episode, when it got close to the end,
it's real interesting is that he's
Hannibal
writing
Smith
this letter,
would
and
make
all
this statement. And what would he say?
In the middle of it.
He says, I love it when a plan comes together. I love it when a plan comes together. You know, I think we've all experienced trying to put plans together.
And he says, I'm writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning.
Sometimes
I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil.
I was driving around doing some appointments.
I write to you, children, because you know the Father.
Me, but you're not really sure
he said, I write to you, fathers,
sudden,
because you know him who
was
born
say,
from the beginning.
I
and I write to
and
you, young men, because
like
you are strong and the Word of God abides
says,
in you, and you have overcome the evil one. So just right there, writing to the children, writing to the fathers, and writing to the young men.
And
this is not talking about age-wise children, then we get to adults, and then you've got younger people.
Over here. So I went through, as soon as I get ready to go through Arby's, they're introducing a new sandwich.
And so we'll walk through that about this
sandwich.
Area of maturity. But as he shares with these people in the three Arby's. Different areas of maturity, he then drills down and says this in verse 15.
So I looked over there and I saw,
do not love the world or the things
one,
in
two,
the world.
Or three. One,
and if anyone
small,
loves
three,
the world,
much, two,
the love
right.
of the Father
so I went with the number two over
him.
There. I got the number
for
two,
all
but hey, instead
of the world,
fry, he's got to get
the
potato cakes.
Flesh,
he says, yes,
and the
you
desires
can.
Of
what
the
like
eyes
I'm a Coke
and the pride
guy.
In possession
Pepsi. So we went that. We drove around, and I drive up, I pay my money, and I made those famous statements, give me some extra Arby's sauce.
But whoever does
put Arby's sauce
in,
I'll put it on a finger and just lick it. It's so good. I mean, it's great stuff. And so to put the extra Arby's sauce in there, I was fired up. And one thing about Arby's, you can't eat that in the car.
Children.
You know, you can eat a regular hamburger.
He's
you
talking
can't
about
eat that.
Those who are new believers. Those who
lay everything out, you know, work through lunch, get my Arby's, and I open
it's
it up.
It's those that when he talks about
sandwich.
It, he says, you know that your sins are forgiven.
Oh,
and he also
gag.
Says in here that you know God.
Oh.
Your sins are forgiven for his
and
name's
I couldn't
sake.
Even throw it away
and
in my office. I
got
to go outside,
you know
find the dumpster to throw that thing
so
away.
Basic Christian.
The plan.
I mean, they understand their sins are separated from
together.
God. They understand
you know
that Jesus is God's son,
there's
died on the cross for their sins, was raised again on the third day,
and
conquering sin and death.
Now.
They've made that decision. They understand that Jesus is God's son. He said, I'm writing to you.
So I want to do I want to take you 10 years.
And then he jumps up and says,
right.
To you that are fathers,
to where
and this could be fathers or mothers. He's talking about those who are mature
something
in
that I was
the
going
faith.
To attempt.
And when
some
he writes to them, he says
cool.
the same thing.
Other people
he says,
said,
I write to you, fathers,
I've ever heard.
Look at the verse 13,
but it was something
because
I was going
you know
to attempt and
him
see if we could make
who
it work.
From
so,
the beginning.
This is
you
what
know
I want to give you. I give you 10
I take that
here.
As you know
for when
more
you're putting together some
him
plan,
from the beginning.
Some objective,
you
some
understand
amazing thing
that
when
it
when
says
it's
in the beginning
over,
was the Word and the Word
love
was God
and
the Word was with
hey,
God,
I love
that Jesus is there eternally
together.
With the Father.
In order
you understand
that
Jesus is the second person
so
of
here we
the
go.
Trinity.
Number one,
you understand
set
that he is the agent of
goal
creation.
Or objective
and so there's a greater knowledge of who Jesus is and who God is,
set a challenging goal or objective
because that they've will been motivate living for God for all these many years.
Others.
And so I'm writing to you, the children,
we set a goal,
I'm writing to you, the fathers, the mature believers. Then he says,
and we wanted everybody to go to the next level
men.
Spiritually, next level in their relationships.
About the young
and
men.
Even next level
and we could
physically.
Say the young men or the young women
shape,
who are believers that, they've
and
accepted
so in 2007,
Christ, they're moving
I ran a first,
on in, they're into adulthood.
I ever ran, and I ran in Atlanta,
and they're just walking their way through.
I ran a marathon.
Look what he says about them.
Well, then throughout the year,
he says, I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome.
Then I ran an 8K, and then I ran a 10K. So I'm looking at the whole
again,
cycle.
Verse 14,
I've done a 5K,
I write to you, young
8K,
men, because
10K.
You're strong.
I've done a marathon.
The word of God abides in you. And you
so I kept thinking, I just kept that in the back of my mind to say I could just complete the whole cycle and I could finish up a half
the
marathon.
Word of God
so why not
abides in you,
run something
and
like that?
Overcome the evil one.
And so we heard about the Mercedes
to you
Marathon.
The young
it was only about 5 years old or so at that time.
Of spiritual
and our
warfare.
Church wanted to get involved.
And, as you're in the
and so what we did
warfare,
was we volunteered
you
for
are taking
a mile.
On the armor of
what that means is that like when they get to a certain mile, we're the ones responsible for
every day you're going out into battle and you have overcome. It means you're winning these victories. You're
so
having victories over lust. You're having victory over greed. You're having victory over pride. And you're finding
and
over and over
did, we
that you are overcoming the evil one.
There.
So I'm writing
we're
to you. You're
fun.
Strong.
So we signed up on all this.
And you're
and
taking
going
on the armor
there,
of God.
We're lining all these plans up. And it's sometime
so
in January.
Just
and I started thinking.
And I remember when I was reading it. And I kept going over and over.
I could run the half marathon.
This is almost like a football coach at halftime.
Or
in the locker room.
It's Sunday.
Talking to his guys.
I don't know if understand what I do for
children,
a living.
You young guys over here. Man, look at you. Your sins
Sundays
have been forgiven.
Kind of
you know the
here.
Father.
They
that's what I'm writing
to. Do that.
You fathers,
and
you mature
so
people
said,
over here.
Oh, rats,
you know him. You've known
that.
Him from the beginning.
And then I
you know
said,
who he is. You know what he can do in your
and
life. You've walked through
but
tough times. You've experienced the victories of what it means to follow Christ. And you young guys, man, you're in the throes of the battle.
And so
and these older people
said,
over here, these mature
you.
Believers, they
so
walk
I thought,
through,
I said,
they
well,
cross
maybe
those
I just
waters, they know
it.
What it's like. And I'm telling and you,
said,
you are strong, God's word abides in you, and you're getting victory over
the
evil one. I kind of got pumped up.
Came back to my office, took a shower, got
I read through that, and I said,
picked
hey,
up my Bible
I'm ready
and
for
my
what's
notes,
next.
And then ran
this is
into
good.
The church and
I'm writing to you, and I'm writing to you, and I'm writing to you. What are you going to tell me?
That'd be a challenge.
And then he says,
so I said,
this is a word.
I'm going to do it. And see if I can do it without my legs locking up on me and give that a shot. So the question is, could I do it? So I decided that I was going to do it.
The
and there were
the
people
world.
That were on the cool end, and there were people on, this is
the
craziest thing
the
I've ever heard.
World.
Some people were
or
excited.
If anyone loves the world, the love
worship
of the
planning team was
is
nervous.
Not,
they were
so
saying, well,
the
what
message,
are you doing?
Don't love the world.
And so it was a challenge. Okay?
Around,
are you ready? Number one. Number two, if you're going to do this, you have got to design a plan of action.
We'll let you vote after the service, okay?
You got to design a plan.
When you understand what we talk about the world.
You know
the
race starts.
When you look at it
7:03
in scripture,
is when the race
things.
Starts.
Sometimes
so
it
somehow
says,
at 7:03, I've
world,
got to start and run. I've got to run 13.1 miles and then get back.
Also, we think about world as being a creation and man.
So I had to do some calculations. So I figured out if I could run 10-minute miles,
when it says God
I could
so
run
loved
the whole thing
the what,
in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
That he gave his only begotten son.
If we leave at 7:03,
that world,
2 hours and 10 minutes, round it off, gets you to 9:15.
And we are to love all the people of the world.
So that means 9:15, which means I would have 45 minutes to get back to church and to be standing in the pulpit in 45 minutes.
His
so
definition
I had to design a plan of action.
That is opposed to God.
That was my plan.
That is under
and
the
I figured out this is what
Satan.
I was going to give it a shot. Then
and
I had
so
to go to number three, and
when
that was
you read about the things of the world.
So
it is
you design
that
a plan of action
that is
then
being
you fine tune it. I put three things down here for you
first,
to do. Number one, you
first
review
John
5, it in 19, your mind
when you get
and
to the
on
end of the
paper,
book. This is what it says.
Many times,
we know that we're the children of God. And
you know, in your mind, you say, oh, I can see how
this
will work. You've got to write it down. So let me tell you this. Anytime you've got a challenge,
and so we're looking at a world system where the
really
attitudes
stretch,
and the values that disregard
your mind
God
is going to be thinking
are blatantly
about
against God.
Do me a
it
favor
is the
and
world
write
system.
Down those thoughts.
We're born into
this system. Don't sit there and
system,
think, hey,
and he
2 hours from now,
in
remember,
it,
you won't.
Not to love
write them down. Write down your plan.
You are to love the people.
Okay? Over and over. Number two is this. Run it by others. Take your plan and run it by others. So the person that I had to run my plan by was my
wife. We think about
Satan,
we think about evil.
You remember I told you there's two different groups. It's the cool group, and it's the craziest thing you've ever done.
And,
she was tending towards the craziest thing you've ever done thing. But she'd been married to me long enough to know this is what I married. Okay, so she's over there, and she looked at my plan.
Then in the 1970s, we saw the Khmer Rouge that came into Cambodia,
and
they killed close to 25%.
That's a great deal.
Of the population.
So you always run it by others. Somebody else has got a different perspective, and they're going to get that plan to work. Number three is this, rehearse the details.
The Hutus that were in Rwanda that killed 800,000 people.
So this is what I did.
2003,
so
Darfur.
I drove down to where the run was,
and
I looked for parking to try to scope out the best parking lot
for me to be in.
I had to find the parking lot that had the quickest access to I-20 to get me back on the interstate. So I found the parking lot, and I made note of where I needed to park my car.
And we watched these things, and
I then went to where the finish was of the race and walked from the finish to the parking lot to figure out how many minutes would it take. It would take
then
me
10
minutes.
Then what's happening is
so
that as our
10
nation
when I
continues
the
to
run,
move further
take me 10
and further
minutes
from
to
the teachings,
my
truths,
car.
And values of
right.
Christianity.
Then once I got there, then I had to figure out how long does it take me to drive from the parking lot to the church. So I drove it. I drove it and I timed it. It took me 12 minutes to pull right into the parking spot at the front of the church. And then it took me 1 minute to walk all the way back and get into my office.
And it ranges from the loss of civility and respect for one another to proliferation of sexual and gender confusion to the celebration of
take a shower, you know, dry your hair, you get dressed,
this is where
embracing
the things of the world,
get your Bible, drink some water, drink some Gatorade, do all the stuff, get your microphone hooked up.
And this is why
John
says we are not to love the world.
It takes me 2 minutes to walk from my office to the worship center. That's 45 minutes.
This evil system controlled by Satan.
You with me so far? Okay. So you've got to fine-tune
and
the plan.
You don't need to
so if 10 o'clock,
the world and the things
10 o'clock,
of the world.
I start to say 10 again, o'clock's drop dead time, but whenever you do a long run, you don't want to use that phrase. But 10 o'clock, okay, I got to be at the double doors walking to get to the pulpit at 10 o'clock. So if you know it's going
to
be 45 minutes, it means I have to finish the race at 9:15. I've got to cross the finish line.
Since we've all been created,
if I miss it by a few minutes, going too late, I'm messing up the whole service. So that's where I want
to
fine tune the plan. Number four. Build a team. Build a team. If you're ever doing something challenging, it's usually not something you can just do on your own. You've got
to
build a team.
You don't need
so I had to build my team. First, I had to get my worship pastor involved in it. And after he stopped shaking his head, I told him, I said, plan the whole service, get the special music, and
just write these down straight out of the scripture in verses 15 through 17. Number one is this.
But you might want to kind of keep in your hip pocket an extra chorus.
And it disrupts
maybe
God.
A song, okay? Maybe shared something that Jesus did in your life a number of years ago that just kind of came to your mind. I said, but be kind
of
be prepared
world,
on there.
But
10 o'clock, let's shoot for it. Special music's
world,
over.
Sort of
I'm ready to go.
In the world.
Second,
and if
Brian
you choose
Gunn.
To be
Brian
infatuated with the world, you're going to be pulled away
and so
from following
what
God.
Brian had to do is
it's like a choice. I'm either going to be following the Lord and being filled by His Spirit and following that direction, or else I'm going to be pulled by what the world says.
And so we let other people park
direction.
And I park way
you
off.
Cannot
but we
got to
reserve that parking
you can't
spot
have
for me.
Like a foot
so
in the light and a foot in the darkness. You can't sit there and say, I'm
and so
embrace
what he would do
the
is
systems
he'd put the
of the world.
Cone there so no
and
one
sit over here and say, well, actually, I'm
but then he also
the
had to be
God
there when I drove up so he could remove the orange cone and I could
be
I could drive
connected.
So everybody had their job. And then
it begins to take away our motivation.
What's a guy by the name of Ben
Plymouth? It takes our motivation to live for God, take away our motivation to study his word. And you just go back, every one of us in our lives.
Hey, Pastor Dan,
we've had times where we said, well, I was more excited about God then at an earlier
said,
time than
you
I am
just go
now.
On and run. I said, no, man,
and oftentimes when you look at that, you begin to think
you.
About
I'm going to help you get that goal. I want to get you, make sure you do those 10-minute miles.
What am
miles.
I valuing?
And I said, okay.
And
come
it
on,
turns
ben.
Out that if I do
and,
an introspection, that it seems that I am spending more time in the things of the world than I am in the things of God. And all of a sudden, I'm walking in darkness and not obeying the commands of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get this distance.
But it was great because I wasn't thinking about being tired. But we had so much fun running together.
Jesus was preaching
and
on the Sermon on the Mount. He says, no one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one.
So get your team built. Want to have somebody close to you if you've ever got challenging objectives. Number five is this. Prepare for
contingencies. The reason why we are not to love the things of the world is that the world's values are in opposition to
something that is such a faith walk or a faith step. You just need to know it may not work.
In James chapter 4, verse 4, he says, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy?
Brian Gunn, he was my backup preacher.
Friendship with the world.
I told him,
makes
have
you
a sermon
an enemy
in your Bible,
of God.
Okay? Because all you want to do is get a phone call that
to God.
Pastor,
when I was doing
out on
preparation
mile eight.
For this message, someone presented a statement.
We don't see him limping in by 10 o'clock, so you might want to have a sermon. So he's got to have a sermon. He's got to be ready. That was my contingency. Number six is enact the plan. Enact the plan. Getting going. And when did it start? Start on
Saturday.
Think
about that for a moment.
I had to do a wedding up here on Saturday.
World,
so I came up here on Saturday,
Satan
did the wedding, and I
it will be set up so that it persecutes Christians.
We're wearing coats.
One source that I read this week says that every year 100,000 Christians
and I took my tie
will die
and I
for their
put it
faith.
Through the shirt. I didn't tie it, but I had it through
the
shirt.
If you ran the math, it would mean that every hour, 11 believers will die for their faith.
Tie was there. At the time, I was wearing contacts.
Which means when we walk out of this worship service, 11
but I
people
wore when I
have
preached.
Given their
so I had to bring my contacts and set them right there by the sink so that
so
after I got
outwardly,
dressed, I
the world persecutes
in,
us.
And then everything else
inwardly,
I had, all the toiletries,
the
everything was already
does,
in there. So I was set.
And
so
it's like the
Sunday
Godfather
came.
Movie.
I got up earlier than anybody else that did a run.
And
I had to be here because I had to get to that parking spot
in.
That I had identified.
So how does that work?
So I got up very
it,
early,
you?
Drove to
well,
the parking
he tells you
spot,
in verse
found
16,
my lot,
he says
backed
it seduces you, first
in,
of all, by the desires
and
of the
to
flesh.
To make sure that nobody could
the desires
in
of the
any
flesh.
Way block me
what
in.
What that is,
okay?
Those are cravings
so make sure
and sinful interests.
So I back my car
cravings
in,
and
I'm
sinful
set.
Interests that will draw us away from God and take us away from fellowshipping with God.
To text him a message.
It's just selfish. It's egocentric.
C-A-R.
One I read
I left my phone
this week, that you take the word
because
flesh.
What would happen is as soon as I got in
the
car,
the
first
H
thing I would do is push
spell
sin.
It backward,
so he would
what
know that I'm in the car and I'm 12 minutes
self.
Away. All right? And so
crowd,
that he would be
okay.
relieved
right.
that I was at that point.
Drop the H.
I met Ben. I
got
with Ben. His parents
that's
were all
good.
Excited.
Okay. We'll keep making the questions tougher as we go on.
And so they took pictures. We're fired up. And they had pacing groups. And it was a pacing group that was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
And if I'm thinking I'm being
and
seduced
said,
by the flesh, one
group.
Thing I can stop
because
and say, okay, flesh,
hours,
drop the H
minutes,
self.
As long as we're somewhere
is this something
close
that's drawing
them,
me more than just
might be able to make
meet
this thing
my selfish
so,
needs?
If we ever find ourselves behind them,
more
we are sucking
more
wind, and we have got
to
get ahead of them. So
it's desires of the flesh,
that. And ready.
Desires
boom.
Of the eyes.
703,
desires of the eyes.
Now, when they shoot
it's
it,
desires
you start
that
running,
originate
but they're using a crowd of people,
see.
And we were kind of back
it's
a little
what
bit.
Comes
and so it took us 2 minutes to get to the starting line,
see.
And so at 7:05,
it is the entertainment that we watch. It's the things that we watch on our
and
computer screen.
We'll it
it's the explicit
all right, let's
text
close.
That we
no.
read. It is the things or
right.
the people
number
that
seven.
We see.
Number seven is
and
this.
As soon as
monitor your progress.
Eyes,
monitor your progress. If you're ever trying to attempt something that's amazing,
story of David and Bathsheba. David, the king there in Israel.
Well, every
famous
mile
king, things are going great for him. And all of a sudden, when all the other kings went to war, he decided
one,
to stay
two,
home.
Three,
he stays
four.
Home. He walks out late that afternoon.
Down,
he's looking out and he
and
sees
so
this beautiful woman
goes
taking
says,
a bath.
Hey, run so many
she's
miles,
not doing anything
and,
wrong. She's doing exactly
says,
what she's supposed to do at that particular hour of the day.
Well,
he was in the wrong place. But when he saw her, then he all of a sudden began to ask some questions. Who is this woman? They told him who it was. And he still took the next step. He said, well, bring her over to my house. And so then they bring her to the house. And then they have relations. And then all of a sudden,
a couple of minutes. Know exactly what time I'm shooting for. So we're doing this. We're running. And our first few miles, we're running fast. And we're banking time. That was our phrase. We're banking
that,
time. Maybe we're banking time.
I think helps us here about seeing things that are beautiful.
On that mile. We're
lust
banking time. And we're getting cocky. We're feeling good. And then the way that course goes is, you know, Green Springs Highway, right
goodness.
Down over here. You know where Valley Avenue is? Y'all know where Valley Avenue
is?
You know Green Springs goes down like this?
Beauty,
well, we were on the bottom of that and having to go up.
Love
He said, how far is that? 0.8 miles?
It's not
no, exactly. It's
0.8 miles
straight uphill.
Is when we divorce it from the love of what
we
is
just want to let you know. We lost a little time. But when we crested the hill, and then we turned, we picked it up on the next mile. We looked at each other and said, we're making time. We're
pride
doing,
in possessions.
And we did
he
great.
Says there's
we got
the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and pride in possessions.
So we walked a little bit.
The phrase actually means a pretentious arrogance.
We're on time.
It's a pretentious arrogance.
So we're going down the hill.
Pretentious arrogance with your status and your possessions.
The key is to monitor
your
arrogant
about this
because anybody's done any kind of running, you can begin to feel pretty comfortable.
And when you get the pride of possessions, the world begins to bring you into where you say, I've just got to get more and more stuff, and that's what I base my life on. Or if I could just get higher and higher in this particular company, this is it. If I could achieve this amount of status, this would be it. And I began to puff up in pride, and when I puff up in pride, I no longer need God because I can pretty well do all this stuff myself.
Man, if you've gotten this far,
and so he
give
says, this is how
the take
seduction
the mile,
begins to take
energy.
Place. It's the desires
when it got down those
of the
last
flesh,
three miles,
desires of the eyes,
and I was
kind of
wanting to slow down a little bit, I kept looking at my watch, and I said, I can't afford to slow down. I have
John
to cross
Piper
the finish line
was,
at 9:15. There's no other options for me.
And
so you just
he
keep
said,
going,
in every
and I wasn't going to hold anything back to get there. Number nine
Satan
is look for inspiration along the way. Look for inspiration along the way.
Lie.
Anytime you're on a journey like that, and it's a challenge, and some people think
God
you're crazy, and you're even thinking,
sin
am I crazy? You just need something
God
to inspire
bad.
You. Well, somewhere away along the,
just
along
think about
the run,
that for just a
people
moment.
Will cheer for you.
Satan just
sometimes
plays like
play
one tune on the piano,
and
he just keeps playing that same tune
over and
over and
over. Around the corner,
over and over. And
coming down
be,
there close to Highlands,
bad,
the golf course over
bad.
There, and you're coming
think
down this hill.
Anything that comes
sometime,
into my life that the world says,
morning,
this is what you need to do,
you're
Danny,
think
and if I'm being tempted
song.
By that, my first thought is, well, that's opposite of what God says.
And as we came around the corner, some guy's got a boombox, and he's playing Born to be Wild by
Stephen Wolfe. And then I look and say, well, this sin is better.
Man, get your motor running. Yeah, head out on the highway. And when I saw
Satan's
that, I pointed to him. I said, yeah, you're the man. Thank
you.
You
want to turn your Bible.
It's
the first book of the Bible.
Me. That
Genesis
was the inspiration
chapter 3.
I needed. Steppenwolf.
Look at Genesis
right,
chapter 3.
Tell you more about that. Okay.
In Genesis 3, it is when Adam and Eve are there in the garden. And as they are in the garden, God has placed them.
Here we go. Number 10. Number 10 is this. As we wrap this up, celebrate the victory of accomplishment.
Celebrate the
victory.
You can do anything you want. You can eat of every tree that is there.
I needed to run a 210 half marathon. I ran
just
a 208. I hit the finish line at 9:13.
Knowledge of good and evil.
I got to
you
my car at 9:22, and I sent a text
else,
to Brian,
do.
And he
well,
was relieved.
Came
I got to the car.
To
I drove
says,
to the church. I arrived at church at 9:33. Brian was waiting, and he did his best impersonation of the
woman. Did God actually say,
he had something in his ear, and he had his black glasses, and he stood there erect with the cone. And as I came around the corner, he removed the cone. I drove right up to that front spot.
Well, what will happen?
I would tell you I jumped out of the car, but I didn't. I eased out of the car, and then as I eased out of the car, he had unlocked all the doors. To get to my office, there's about three different doors you have to have unlocked. All the doors were unlocked. It took me 1 minute. I got back there. I got to the shower. It was 9:35. I showered. I changed clothes. I met Brian in my study. I got my microphone, my Bible, my sermon notes. I got information on the announcement. You have no idea what we have to do. When the service is over, I've got to know all these announcements. So he prepped me on that so I could get those in my head. And so I got the announcement set. I got my Bible, got my notes, and drank some Gatorade, some water, and I walked out of office at 9:54. It took me 2 minutes to get down, and at 9:56, I am walking by the worship center to get to the double doors, and Michael's got the choir standing, and they're singing the special. I waited there for 4 minutes till the special was over, double doors open. I come walking in, applause from the people, relief from Michael, And I stand and I go 35 minute sermon, legs never locked up.
Seduced over
and one of the greatest things was all these people that had run the half marathon.
The
pride
of life took it in
because I ran the half.
And all of a sudden, sin entered the world. Listen, Satan will do this same.
Don't even go there. Okay.
And
I didn't know if I could sit
does.
In the
it
pew or not. Well, I was like to stand up and preach for 35 minutes. Oh, okay. So when the Mercedes week comes, nobody wants to talk to me. Okay, I'm going to play this card forever on that. So all of a sudden, that happened. We finished up and finished the sermon, 35-minute sermon. Didn't lock up. It was great. And I went back there, and I wanted to do the Hannibal Smith.
And
Hannibal Smith, he would always grab a cigar, you know.
And it will fail.
We don't do that in ministry.
So
what I had to do was I looked for a Chick-fil-A.
These are the
tickets for it, okay? And so you found one that was left over from Saturday because they're closed on Sunday. And so you get the leftover chicken strip from Chick-fil-A, holy manna from God, take a bite out of it and said, I love when the play
it's all
together.
Temporal.
Woo! And it
it's
did. And it
and
was
says
great.
That things will now, come and they will just go up and
here's
a
what's interesting
smoke.
Is that
so
we're
why would
here
you
in
invest
March,
your life
you
in something
1st,
like that and not do something
Easter.
That is
and Easter, whenever when you,
see,
you get to Easter this
whatever the
this
world
year,
promises us, it cannot give us
because
joy,
see, God had an
peace,
amazing plan.
And purpose.
You go all the way back to the book of Genesis.
Whatever the world
where it says
promises,
Adam and Eve
can't
sinned,
give us
and once they sinned, they broke relationship
with
and a fellowship
with
God.
Whatever the world
God
promises, it can't not give us a healthy relationship
a third
with others.
Chapter,
everything that it promises, it does not fulfill its promise.
And then the
because there's always heartbreak and misery
the
on the other end of that.
The,
anytime
the
we're in rebellion
Jesus,
against
God
and we actively
heaven,
are in rebellion
earth,
against Him, what will happen at the
life.
End will be heartbreak
as he lived this
and
perfect
misery.
Life, he showed us who God was.
And it's just, don't just take my word for it. Just read all through Scripture and just walk through history and even get on a bit more particular.
That the wages of sin is death. And that because
this
of our sins, we are separated.
It's
from
like
God,
the alcoholic
we'll
or the addict, to where it is, if I could
that,
just get that one drink or that one pill or that one flirtatious gesture, if I could
God,
just do that because life
so much,
is tough,
he sent his own
it's full
son,
of tension, it's full of hassles, I just
here.
Need something to help me
to
escape.
Cross.
So I take the one drink, I take the one pill, and then
all
of a sudden it finds out that, you know, life has still got a lot of hassles too. And no longer does the one do, now it may to do it a little bit more frequently. And so I continue to do this, and I continue to add in the frequency. And
then
all of a sudden, over time, guess what has happened?
It
is no longer the place I go for escape. It is controlling
me. The plan had failed.
And I am being controlled by this part of the world.
3 days later, what we celebrate
is Easter Sunday. But it promised me that I would have an escape, and I would have joy, and I would have happiness. But actually what it's done is given me misery
and
heartbreak.
And
it's broken my life, it's broken my relationships with others. It's messed up my work life, and on and on and on. You just keep taking on there. You know, there's some statements that we've made in the past that talks about sin. I think are so true. It says sin will take you farther than you wanted to go.
And
sin will keep you longer than you wanted to stay.
Death,
and sin will cost
sin,
more,
and
than
I can give
to
you
pay.
A relationship with God that will last.
And that's
for
what
eternity.
It will do. And the world
says,
will
all.
Do this. Not only will
grace.
The things of this world not satisfy, they just have no eternal significance.
And so my hope
these things
is
are
that
going to pass
up
away.
This Easter, if you've
and
never
it says the only
gift,
thing that will remain
that this would be
will be
the
doing the
that
will
you
of
would
God.
Do that.
So why would you embrace a temporal moment and forfeit eternity?
And I know your son died for me.
Don't love the
and
things
I asked him to come into my
world.
Life
now,
to save me. And then all of a sudden it says,
I read all of
comes
that.
Into your life
and I said, well, that's a sermon. Don't do those things. But I kind of feel like you need something a little positive
a life
to kind of say, okay, you something I can do. This is what it is. Philippians chapter 4. If you got
so
your Bibles, turn to Philippians 4. It's
you
to your left
Easter,
over here. And you go Philippians
that,
chapter 4, and I want you to write down this one statement.
Jesus has
this one statement is, right thinking is the first step to righteous living. Right thinking is the first step to righteous living.
Thank y'all very much. Y'all have a great March, and I hope to see you.
The desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life and put those thoughts in your head and guide you and direct you. What God wants to do is give you an alternative. And in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, look what he says. He says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about these things. What he means on this is you are to contemplate these things. You are to then implement these things. And he says, if you do this, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Here's what the challenge is on there. Righteous thinking can lead to righteous living. So when you're tempted to go and think about the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life on there. Think about these eight factors. Think about what's true. It's valid. It's honest. Think about things that are honorable, worthy of respect. Think about things that are just, that is righteous. You look at things according to God's standard. Think about things that are pure, morally clean. Think about the lovely. What that means is those that call forth love. Think about what is commendable, admirable, high standards, good reputation. Think about what is excellent, morally excellent. Think about those things that are praiseworthy, things that would bring honor and glory to God. Think about those things. And he says, if you'll think about those things, then he says, then you will experience the God of peace. It goes back to Chris Whitten. The one thing that man was looking for that was putting on the roof in his house, he says, I'm looking for peace. How can you get peace? And he says, you get it through the person of Jesus Christ. And so for these believers who have made their decision for Christ, he says, I want you to continue to experience that God of peace. And in order to do that, don't get infatuated with the things of this world and don't get infatuated with the world system itself. Stay away from that and then focus your attention on the righteous things. And think about those things we talked about, what is true and just and loving and all of that. And then we'll be living lives that will bring honor and glory to God, and it'll be a joy in our relationships, and will bring honor and glory and advance the kingdom of God. All right? Let's lead in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And I thank you so much, Lord, for the word that you have given us and the clarity that you have laid out of the differences of being connected to this world or being committed to you. And I pray for each person here, Lord, that we will continue to be in this world. We will not separate ourselves from it. We'll be in this world. We will be salt and light. But help us not to be of this world. May we not be shaped by this world, but may we be world shapers and go take the gospel of Jesus Christ and let the world know of what you've done for us, how much you love us, and that there is salvation in one name, and that is the name Jesus. For it is in his name we pray. Amen.